food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Biden getting low marks for the way his administration is handling the border crisis, particularly when it comes to unaccompanied minors. New poll by the AP and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. The survey finds just 42% of Americans approve of Biden immigration policy in general. Major League Baseball reportedly choosing Denver to host the All-Star Game after pulling this year's Midsummer Classic from Atlanta over objections to Georgia's new election reform law. New York is among states expanding eligibility for COVID-19 vaccines. As of today, New Yorkers over 16 years of age can sign up for vaccination. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are lower. Right now, Dow futures are down 51 points, NASDAQ futures off 41, S&P futures down 10 points. More details at srnnews.com.
The following are real-life stories from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt. I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay my bills. The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
Presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
We're back on the air.
Yeah.
There you go. What else could be more electrifying than after sitting here listening to crickets chirp yesterday for a whole day? Congratulations to all who managed to fix the issue.
Transmitter even smells new. You know that new transmitter smell?
It is new. That's what they had to do. So I know Craig and Tom Jones and the boss, everybody's one of those crises that comes up in the business. And
yep.
They got it fixed. So here we are. I don't know if I've ever been happier to turn the car on, punch our station on, and hear a signal coming through the radio.
Yeah.
It was a good feeling. This joyous moment brought to you by Mr. Electric, 245-1566, for estimates on any type of electrical installation or repair. Call the best. Certified Master Electricians, by the way, they're hiring, too. So if you are a Certified Master Electrician, want to get with a great company, a great group of people, reach out at that same number, 245-1566. Upfront pricing on everything, and that's the price you pay when the work is done, and all done at your convenience.
Of course, the only transmitter they could find is 50,000 watts now, so we're making it all the way past Deedsville.
Well, we already got a phone call of excitement, probably. Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi. Oh, my God. I've never missed anybody so much.
Oh.
I thought I was going to die when the station wasn't on yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to get
a struggle. Like, I stayed up all day, and then I turned it on at midnight, and it was on.
Wow.
So I've been up all night making sure that it never went off.
we're good now.
Now I'm really, really sleepy.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'll tell you what. Try to make it till 9 because, you can do a day without Joey, right? I'm kidding.
Oh, God. I just can't. I can't miss any of the shows today. I'm in a very, very depressed mood right now.
Well,
I mean, I'm so happy that y'all are back, but yesterday mm-hmm. I thought I was going to just... I didn't know what to do. I was what is going on?
Well, we're so sorry, and these things happen,
God.
And we're good now. It's a new transmitter, so everything's good.
Okay. Well, I'm just glad y'all are back.
Well, take care.
I mean, you do not know the trauma I went through yesterday.
Well,
with the station being off.
We were kind of going through a little trauma,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, we did have a little trauma yesterday.
Thank you.
Anyway, this is Sweet D.
Okay.
Sweet D, how are you? Welcome back.
Thank you. Welcome back. Oh, my God. This has been like, you never know how much you miss somebody at
the car.
Wow. Well.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
I can see the smile of joy on your face from here.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad y'all are back. That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Please don't ever leave again.
Thanks for the phone call.
How good is the warranty on this new transmitter?
I don't know. It's a loader, I think.
Here's another call.
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning, Greggy Pooh. You there?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Oh, I didn't hear you say hi. This is Dave. Listen, man, I've ain't never stayed up all night for somebody, too. And that woman said that. I went, oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to tell Greg I did, too. I'm going to bed. I don't know if I could do without little Joey. But I'm kind of shocked, too.
Well,
but
now that we have our transmitter repaired, yeah, maybe we can do something about this crappy phone system we got.
Yeah. Ron.
We got to.
I wanted to tell you that good old Dave's been out here doing a mini little, questionnaire, because I've done it all my life. And, I was a broker and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Military. Montgomeryans, on average, seems like the Caucasians are fed up to get cranked. And I worked the west side of Montgomery when I was Dave the Bug Man with Sears years ago. No problem. Now, I'm seeing my black folks going nuts, getting paranoid. I'm going, wait a minute. And I had a big talk with one yesterday.
Can we turn the transmitter off again, please? Not until Rich is done.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Not only is the transmitter working, our storm-free pattern continues. We're warmer today. We had 74 Sunday, 78 yesterday, 81 today. Lots of sunshine. Mostly clear, not as cool tonight. Overnight low in the mid-50s. Wednesday's high, 84. A dry during the daytime hours Wednesday, but there'll be a sun and cloud mix. Scattered showers and thunderstorms by late Wednesday night. Showers and storms likely on Thursday. There is a marginal severe weather risk now from the Storm Prediction Center. Damaging wind gusts would be the main threat. More rain and thunderstorms Friday and Saturday, so a pretty active and wet period of time, starting Wednesday night and continuing through Saturday. Right now, clear skies, 48 degrees, quarter after 6.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Wait, what day is today?
What is it again?
It's National Twinkie Day.
Hey, I brought some Twinkies. Anybody want one?
Twinkie.
Hostess Twinkies?
Where's the Twinkies?
Did you get the Twinkies?
Do we have any more of your extra long Twinkies?
I'll take 6 Twinkies.
Bring me back the Twinkies!
All right, here we go.
It's showtime.
At 6:15, now we have another crisis.
What's up?
I can't see. I think I left my glasses in the car. Oh. I've checked. Yeah, I've got my my pocket shapes memorized.
I've got
I got my fake cigarette in the left vest pocket.
Got some readers,
but I'm flat up here. No, I've got them in the car. I was reading down there earlier this morning.
I see.
So let's see. I know what we could do. We could play a little toast this morning, and we'll dedicate this toast to all those who got us back on the radio yesterday. We really appreciate your efforts. It's just one of those things. At 6:16, your local news starts off the break.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Alabama senators could vote on a lottery bill this week. Republican Senator Jim McClendon of Springville says he hopes to get a Senate vote on his bill that would authorize a lottery where tickets could be sold at stores, kiosks, and through a phone app. 150 Pike Road School employees were able to get their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine yesterday. School officials held a drive-through clinic at Pike Road Elementary. They say it can be tough for teachers and staff to leave school during the day for a vaccine appointment. And Baptist Health is holding a vaccine clinic today at the Prattville Medical Park on McQueen Smith Road. You can make an appointment online at baptistfirst.org. Hospital officials say the shots are free and no insurance is needed. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
At Ligger's Bakery, we have been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From all-time favorites like mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. It's time to place your order for graduation season. Let Ligger's customize your school colors with cakes, pedophores, and specialty cookies. Visit Ligger's on Facebook and Instagram. Call us to place your order, 288-6550, or come see us at the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. It's not just good, it's Ligger's good.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All around the country and coast to coast. People always say, what do you like most? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them, I like toast.
Very nice.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
Now, there There's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side, and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light, and then, if it pops too soon, press down again. Make toast.
Yeah, toast!
When the first caveman drove in from the dregs, didn't know what would go with the bacon and the eggs. Must have been a genius, got it in his head. Plug the toaster in the wall, buy a bag of bread, make toast.
Yeah, toast!
Oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette. Oh, croissant de vous avez. Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie Burger, bonsoir. French toast! French toast!
And welcome back to the morning show at 6:20. Let's do our appropriate greeting for Jay.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
No, I think Chase needs a little comforting because I had a... What rhymes with BitFit?
Oh, okay.
I had one of those this morning.
Chase got a little upset.
And after...
He's still got walking a little funny. It's okay. It's okay, buddy. Everything's all right.
Anyway... So, is the app working? That's the next question.
Yeah.
The app
good.
Is working. Good.
Okay. Great. So, for our listeners in Scandinavia...
You know, so, now, that's what... I checked that first thing this morning just to see if we were even on the air. Let me check again, because we were working on the air on the way in this morning. I haven't checked since I got up.
Mm-hmm. Well, rhymes with BitFit.
All right, there we are.
Yeah.
Moments ago.
Yeah.
Yep. No, app's working.
And as the world turns...
So, yeah. Apps are working.
You know what I learned during this whole adventure yesterday? How long 3 hours really is.
Yes.
Because when you have to sit here and do nothing except hope maybe that everything springs back to life, it's... Time does not move with great haste, so it was a long afternoon, so I kind of reappreciated. Look, we're already 21 minutes into this one. It's gone by so quickly.
Well, we were sort of on the air. We were on TV yesterday, so...
We were on the air. So yesterday I was able to look at our shows anyway and the subsequent shows that follow us. And our 6 and 7 a.m. hour, and I sent you guys pictures of this, was 5 minutes of us, 5 minutes static, about 2.5 minutes of static, 5 minutes of us, 2.5 minutes static. It was like this throughout the entire hour. Very, very routine, because what the transmitter was doing was resetting itself.
Oh.
It would turn on, run for a bit, and then reset itself, and then run for a bit, and then reset itself. And it just kept doing this for 2 hours. It did that, 6 and 7.
Right.
Then at 8 o'clock, around 8:15, it started going static, silence, static, silence, static, silence. From then on, and I don't know how long, I don't know what time last night, I know I went to, the last thing I checked, there was a picture of Dave Ramsey on my phone on the streaming thing, because that's who should have been on. So this was probably around 9, and we were still off. So I don't know what time overnight we came back on. But it was like that for the rest of the day.
Well, I got a good start on a magazine column with this whole thing.
Probably.
Because I learned so much. And I spent virtually every minute yesterday afternoon corresponding with listeners through Facebook Messenger, email. And Rosie must have taken 40 or 50 calls at least.
I mean, yesterday we had... That was our first day, right? Monday. 17 calls yesterday, which for Monday, I know, you're thinking 17, that's not too bad, but these are all unique callers. And these are the people that gave me their name. There's plenty of people called and just said, hey, you're off, and I didn't get names for.
He just jumped up on me. He never jumps up on me.
Oh.
It's all my fault.
You guys didn't hear that. But Greg says, it's all my fault. And then Ryan says, that's not the first time I've ever heard that.
Totally coincidental, because they can't hear us.
They can't hear us.
Yeah, that'll, so be, that'll, that'll be the day that Ryan does a marathon.
Every guy says they am.
So here we go, folks. We're getting ready to go on TV here. Stand by.
Stand by.
Stand by.
Stand by.
sit by, Chase. Hey, baby.
Waiting and waiting and waiting.
Welcome back. A new survey found there are foods that instantly cheer us up when we're down, and some of the foods on this list are things like tacos, bacon, and mac and cheese. What if we just throw all of those together in one? That would be great. We're going to talk with our friends over at News Talk 93.1 for more on this. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Bacon. There's nothing that bacon doesn't work with.
Man, bacon works with everything.
Yes, it does. Yep. But for me...
Unless you're a vegetarian.
I think I shared that... We were told by a doctor one time that the reason we use the term chocoholic to describe people who just can't stop when they start, it's because it's molecularly very similar to an addictive substance. So that's why one is never enough.
Is that why the freezer's full of Reese candies?
That's a different thing. That's we have some peanut butter cup junkies.
Oh, do we?
In and out of the throughout the day.
There's at least two of them in the studio right now. Maybe third.
Eddie loves it. Hey, I keep it in my freezer.
All that Easter candy's 75% off right now.
Yes,
right?
It is.
Yeah,
but I have managed to avoid all of that temptation. But peanut butter. Is also, we had a thing in our show prep one morning, that peanut butter also has stuff in it that is good for the brain.
Is that right?
I feel like I should dive headfirst into a big jar of Peter Pan.
Was that published by Dr. Phil?
No, Dr. Oz, a real credible doctor. Come on, Dr.
It mentions French fries here. And boy, French fries are done right, especially, you know, just coming out of the, you know, just coming out of the fryer. There's nothing better than French fries.
But you really can
just
never...
the right amount of salt.
Yeah.
You can never replicate it, though, can you?
No.
You know what I do?
You never reheat fries.
On those rare occasions, I eat...
it just doesn't work.
Yep.
On those rare occasions I eat fast food, if I go inside, I always check to make sure which French fries I'm getting. Are they from the basket that just came out of the boiling grease? You know about that.
Yeah.
Or are the ones that have been sitting under the fake sun for the last half hour?
I was a fry guy at McDonald's 4 jobs ago.
And no skin grafts.
And boy, when you put in that new shortening and you cook it at 318 degrees for 2 minutes and 40 seconds, something like that.
I know this. It takes 43 seconds to deep fry a chalupa shell at Taco Bell because I helped my friend manage one a long time ago.
Is that right?
Yeah. You learn so much on
this show. You guys are just a wealth of knowledge when it comes to comfort food. My goodness. Giving us the recipes, exactly how long you put it in the oven, what you heat it to, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Well, if I hadn't messed up my life, I wouldn't have been in a Taco Bell to learn that stuff. So you got to focus on the positive, right? What do you walk away with this one?
I think a lot of people say that about Taco Bell in general. If I really hadn't messed up tonight, I wouldn't have been here. So.
We're about to get a call from Taco Bell VR, too, if we're not careful.
He's there to comfort you when you're having a rough night.
Yes.
All right, get down, doggy.
And every night I used to fill up a box from all the different, because you couldn't keep the food yet, so why waste it?
And if that line's too long, just go to the Waffle House.
Yeah, there's a new one opening up.
So here's my question. When I was looking at this list, I do like a lot of these foods, but do y'all agree that sometimes comfort foods, they don't necessarily make you feel better a little bit later after you've eaten them? They're just very heavy types of food, I feel like, usually.
Like, pizza can be like that, too.
Yeah, you think you want 4 slices when your body really only has room for 3, and that 4th slice can make you inert.
Your taste buds are telling you it's want like, another one.
Yeah, they're guilty foods. Yeah, they're guilty. Foods that you eat, then you feel guilty afterwards.
Well, in these uncertain times, we've turned to those kinds of foods.
A lot of people have bloated out.
Not me. I'm losing weight.
I've lost weight, but that's not...
This guy is almost at a benchmark. I am very proud of him.
Well, thank you. Mac and cheese, though. Mac and cheese is always a good one.
Always good, yeah.
Yeah, we always have that.
Never go wrong with mac and cheese.
Any hour of the day.
And I was also looking at this taco one, you know, that says it makes you feel better. I think because people have margaritas with tacos, so that makes you feel better. So.
Okay, Ryan, we were hearing you during the break, too.
I think it's just...
Oh, gosh, I don't know if I was in studio for that, but those conversations stay in the break for a reason,
yes,
right?
They do. Yes, so, they do.
You know, just talking about marathons.
Exactly.
Ain't running a marathon eating a Taco
Bell.
All right, guys,
after eating all these...
Right, yeah.
After eating all this comfort, you got to run a marathon.
Yeah, yeah.
You're running somewhere. So...
All righty. Well, before we get in trouble, you guys have a good one, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow morning.
Later. Goodbye.
Greg is nodding. He's like, let's get out of this. To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
I didn't. Did I look like that?
I was just watching them laughing on the delay. They were having fun with that.
Good.
Yes.
I'll turn the light off.
Hey, let's see. Coming up, we got the timeline with Rich for April the 6th. God, it's Pam Krause's birthday.
Pam Krause?
Another.
Yeah, she's.
Yeah, what movie did
chapter
you see?
In the book.
Yeah, yeah.
What movie did
chapter.
You see with her?
Rocky.
Okay.
Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, boy.
The first one. And... Yeah, she's one of the 20 women to die for. May she rest in peace. I mean, I don't know that she's dead for sure, but...
Oh, you don't even know she's...
But her memory is alive and well.
Wow.
Goodness gracious.
He's still acting really weird.
I am so sorry. I'm going to feel horrible for the rest of the day now. And I sure hope these aren't Joey's headphones I'm using because...
I have no idea. Why, could you not find yours?
No. No, they were here yesterday.
Are you sure those aren't yours?
Well, they were up behind the basket on the counter. That's way beyond where I would... I usually just roll them up and put them right over there.
Yeah.
Was somebody coming up here and practicing?
Well, I know that... I know Rusty said he was coming up here, so he would have been after you, but...
Yeah, but
I know they didn't do anything, because I had put in a replay. Well,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. Nothing aired. So, yeah, but I know he said he was going to come up here. I don't know if he hung around, and maybe he moved your headphones over and just got them out of the way or something. I have no idea.
It's okay.
Well, I think all the angst over the last 12 hours kind of came out of me in one inappropriate moment.
Well.
And I try not to let I usually save those for the afternoon.
I appreciate all the calls, all the Facebook posts,
yeah.
Everything about how many people missed
you
having.
I actually worked harder yesterday. Keeping in touch with all the people than I normally would.
Lady that cuts my hair says that 90% of her customers, at least 90%, listen to this station every day.
Wow.
And she said, I'm just amazed, Rich. And I said, it is amazing.
That is a great story. 6:32, quick word for our friends at Jones Brothers. If you watch Rich's weather video, which is on my page, you'll note that we could be in for some significant rain again coming up. Towards the end of the weekend, whatever the case, all it takes is one good shower and a gust of wind, and you got a stain in your ceiling. Why? Because that's the way it works. Your house settles, micro cracks develop under the shingles, and enough wind and water, and suddenly it looks like you got to put a new roof on. Well, that's usually not the case, but you want to make that diagnosis, get it from somebody who is going to play it straight with you, and that's what Jones Brothers has been doing for almost 80 years. Nobody stays in any business that long unless the word of mouth on them is really, really strong. And the Creole family's done a great job of bringing integrity and the utmost in professionalism to every job they do, whether it's a roof repair, and they've done that for us a number of times, resealed one of those areas where the water got through, or replaced the roof, or some of the other great services they offer for your home, like replacement windows and doors that are energy efficient and so much more. See it all at jbroof.com or call 800-264-8009 for Jones Brothers Roofing. Our first traffic at 6:33, the timeline next.
Montgomery!
Montgomery. Skywatch traffic still light to moderate around the area this morning. No accidents to report. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, or Montgomery. We are seeing a bit of inbound traffic now on Highway 331, which is taking the right and the left on Norman Bridge headed into downtown. And we've got a little congestion on Northeast Boulevard and Atlanta Highway inbound. That's about it, though. Keep it here for updates. If you're looking for a Camry, Corolla, RAV4, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and you're going to save some money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing has openings for seasoned HVAC technicians who want to join a team that functions in a team environment and considers itself family. We want smiling faces and positive attitudes. We offer competitive salaries, a full benefits package, including a retirement plan, paid vacation, paid holidays, personal days, and a health insurance program. We value our team members as much as we value our clients. If you want to join a team whose company values and company culture reflect a desirable working environment, stop by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing to apply. 521 Oliver Road in Montgomery.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Biden getting low marks for the way his administration is handling the border crisis, particularly when it comes to unaccompanied minors. New poll by the AP and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. The survey finds just 42% of Americans approve of Biden immigration policy in general. Major League Baseball reportedly choosing Denver to host the All-Star Game after pulling this year's Midsummer Classic from Atlanta over objections to Georgia's new election reform law. New York is among states expanding eligibility for COVID-19 vaccines. As of today, New Yorkers over 16 years of age can sign up for vaccination. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are lower. Right now, Dow futures are down 51 points. NASDAQ futures off 41. S&P futures down 10 points. More details at srnnews.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's Tuesday. New commentary from Menthol Meredith, and then the timeline.
Well, got my second vaccine. My arm was a tiny bit sore afterward, but it wasn't nothing a shot of Fireball couldn't fix. I was nervous about it, though, because one time I got my belly button pierced in the bathroom of a Wingstop. And I don't know if I got hot sauce in it or what, but man, that sucker swole up bigger than a kitten's head. I ended up getting a tetanus shot and had a pretty weird reaction, man. For the 72 hours after the shot, anytime I smoked a cigarette, it tasted just like a ham sandwich. Now, that's not all bad, but I just wasn't used to turning to ham to take the edge off. Anyway, now I'm immunized and ready to jazzercise, I guess. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. Big Buck's Buffet is finally open again, and I want to get there early because I heard they got shrimp.
At 6:38 with the timeline for the 6th day of April, Pam Krause's birthday. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Happy birthday, Pam. It's the 96th day of the year. There are 269 days remaining. On National Student Athlete Day, it is New Beer's Eve. That's because tomorrow is National Beer Day. So this is New Beer's Eve. On this date in 1830, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was organized by Joseph Smith in Fayette, New York. You know them as the Mormons. Saturday of that week, they started knocking on doors. 1862, the Battle of Shiloh begins. It's U.S. Grant against the Confederate General Albert Johnston. They collided at Shiloh near Pittsburgh's Landing in Tennessee. The Battle of Shiloh became one of the bloodiest engagements of the war, and it rose to a level of violence that shocked the North and South alike. 1896, the first modern Olympics, and that was in Athens, and appropriately, 1,500 years after it was banned by the Roman Emperor. At the opening of the Atlanta Games, the Athens Games, the King of Greece and a crowd of 60,000 spectators welcomed athletes from 13 nations to the international competition. They started wearing clothes back then. The old ones, they were...
That ruined the Olympics.
Yeah, well,
for me.
1909, Robert Perry almost reaches the North Pole. Decades after Perry's death, they found out navigational errors in his travel log surfaced, placing the expedition in, all possibility a few miles short of the goal. That's where you think you've made it to Deedsville, but you're still in the Prattville city limits. 1917, the United States officially enters World War I. The U.S. Senate voted 82-6 to declare war against Germany. 1925, the first film is shown on an airplane. It was on British Air. I wonder, 1925, I wonder what that was like. I mean, it'd have to be a real projector, right?
Well, planes are really loud back then, so a silent movie would have been the way to go, right?
I guess so. And I guess that you had a projector back there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 91 years ago in 1930, the Hostess Twinkies were invented. The urban legend that Twinkies have a shelf life of many years is not true. Twinkies have a shelf life of about...
3 years.
Twinkies?
Yeah.
It was just like a year or 2 years, right?
25 days is the shelf life of a Twinkie. The wow. shelf life.
The shelf life, gotcha.
Oh, the use-by date.
Well, yeah, right. 1941, World War II, Germany invades Yugoslavia and Greece. 65, the U.S. launches the Intelsat 1 communication satellite into orbit. So that happened in 65, and we started being able to broadcast stuff from around the world. One of the first things I ever saw was Churchill's funeral via satellite.
1965.
Remember everything they would put via satellite because it was a big deal until finally somebody said, you don't really have to do that anymore. 1968, 2001, A Space Odyssey released in theaters. It was spectacular, but, not the greatest story. I don't know. It was weird. Kubrick?
I saw the movie at the Pine River, Minnesota Bijou. That was the actual name of the theater.
Good Lord, that's a long name.
It was a small town, but a small movie house with a balcony and everything.
What'd you think of the movie?
I thought it was boring.
It was kind of boring.
And what was the name of the woman you went with?
he does know. What was the name of the ape at the monolith there? I still don't know if I know what that monolith means. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, the monolith, is that back?
Just in that movie.
In 2001. And then, but my favorite is still... Dave, what are you doing, Dave?
Yeah.
What are you doing, Dave? Give me your answer, dude. The Beach Boys on this date in 65 went into Western United Recording Studios in a complex in Hollywood. They started working on a new Brian Wilson Michael Love song called California Girls. They recorded 44 takes of the backing track until Brian Wilson was satisfied. Spoiler alert, that's always our first song when we begin our Songs of Summer series right after Memorial Day. That's now 58 days away.
I have a Beach Boys random fact coming up.
Okay, you do?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now our song of the day, it's Springtime, 1968. This was a surprise hit in the U.S. and everywhere else in the world except in the U.K. It was not a hit in the U.K. Some classic rock jocks started playing this off the Zombies' new album, and eventually the record label took notice, and they replaced, they put it out as a single. Rod Argent wrote it, and he's the lead singer. For me, it's symbolic of spring, because it came out in spring break. It's definitely the time of the season when love runs high.
It's the time of the season. Love runs high in this time, give it to me easy.
Let me try with pleasured hands to take you in the sun to promised lands, to show you everyone it's the time of the season for love.
That's a great song. Rod Argent, didn't he went on to form the group Argent, yep. Right? Hold your head high. On the stage in 68, Simon and Garfunkel, number one on the albums chart with the movie soundtrack, The Graduate. Mrs. Robinson was the soundtrack main song. It rose to number one on the charts, both the album and the song. 1970, Sam Shepard. The impersonation of the fugitive dies. He is a Cleveland doctor convicted of murdering his pregnant wife in a trial that caused a media frenzy in the 1950s. He dies of liver failure after a decade in prison. We used to always go by that house in Bay Village right on the lake where he committed the murder. 48 years ago in 73, baseball died a little bit when Ron Bloomberg of the New York Yankees became the first designated hitter in the pros. I'm all for real baseball. 23 years ago in 1998, country legend Tammy Wynette died at her home in Nashville. She was just 55. I wonder what cause of death was.
I don't recall
age
her
of 55.
Case. That's very young.
2016, Merle Haggard died at his ranch on his 79th birthday. Now that is true country, Merle Haggard.
Yeah.
what the hell was that?
Yeah. That was my...
That was your true country.
That was my country,
yeah.
Affirmation. Yeah. I've been on a horse.
Birthdays.
I've been on a horse.
DJ Tanner from Full House and Fuller House. Candace Cameron is 45 today. The guy who is on Scrubs, JD, Zach Braff is 46 today. Paul Rudd is 52. Michael Rooker is 66. Mary Lou Henner is 69. She has that weird disorder. I guess it's a disorder that she remembers every single detail of every day of her life, including what you were wearing,
wow,
what time something happened, what you were saying. That would bug me because there's some things I want to forget.
You know? Yeah, that's true.
John Ratzenberger, 74. We all know him as Cliff Clavin on Cheers, but do you know how many super voices, voices he's done?
He has, yeah.
Toy Story, Abominable Snowman, Finding Nemo. He was in the movie Cars. Just a whole...
That's where I recognized him.
Yeah.
I took the kids to see that when it came out, and I heard that voice, and I said, that sounds like somebody I've seen 1,000 times.
He's probably made more money, I'm sure, doing the voices than he ever made being Cliff Clavin.
It's big bucks.
Billy D. Williams, how old today?
Wow, Billy D. Let's go back to the Jeffersons. I'm going to guess 84.
Absolutely amazing. He's 84 today.
Wow. I had some knowledge. Some pre-existing conditions.
33 days until Mother's Day. The Biscuits home opener in 34 days. Well, that can't be right, because they don't play on Monday.
So Tuesday, May the 11th is the first one.
So it would
first
be
home game.
35 days until the Biscuits home opener. 52 days until Memorial Day weekend. SEC football in 154 days, and Thanksgiving is 234 days away. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Now here's Alexa.
Banana is considered by some folks to be a funny word, but there are others. Here are the top words that sound as funny as banana. Hoobastank. Nincompoop. Prepubescent. Woodpecker. Gobbledygook. Cattywampus. And poppycock. And those are some of the words that sound as funny as banana.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
You have in store for you another beautiful day as our storm-free pattern continues. The warming trend continues, high of 81. Lots of sunshine. Mostly clear, not as cool tonight. Overnight low in the mid-50s. Wednesday's high around 84. The dry during the day, sun and cloud mix. Scattered showers and thunderstorms by late Wednesday night. Showers and storms likely on Thursday. A marginal severe weather risk with damaging wind gusts. More rain and thunderstorms on Friday and Saturday. And we're going to see some locally heavy rainfall amounts during that period of time. 2 to 3 inches, maybe more. Right now, this morning, clear skies. It's 48. The time is 6:49.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Keep it trashy coming up in a moment. Right now, traffic at 6:49.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic still light to moderate all over the area this morning. We don't have any accidents to tell you about. Please buckle up and drive carefully as we get busier as the morning rolls on. We'll be here to let you know if any traffic problems pop up. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS to refinance your home mortgage, get cash out, or get pre-approved to buy. MCS in Wetumpka is now just a phone call away. NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. For years, you've heard me talking about our concrete projects, from stamped and patterned concrete to foundations for commercial manufacturing, driveways to commercial parking lots, even heavily invested in polished concrete for durable and inexpensive long-term service. What you may not know is we have equipment for clearing lots for construction, clearing and ridding land of scrub and underbrush. We cut roads, clear fence lines, clear pond dams, and pretty much any application where land is overgrown. We have mulchers that can grind underbrush into shreds and return it to nature for compost. Our equipment is minimally invasive, not disturbing and upturning your property where additional grading might be necessary. To clean or clear your property, call Penny Earn at 334-284-9292 and let us transform your overgrown property into a manageable and productive one. Check us out on Facebook at Transformers or call 334-284-9292.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. And Doug.
Breathe out and repeat after me. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Your bird is eating my candles.
Your bird is eating my candles.
No, seriously, he's making a mess.
No, seriously, he's...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Welcome to today's Cheap and Trash. The big buzz today. New cover story on In Style magazine about J-Lo. You know who's not featured in the story? A-Roid.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
I thought they had working it out.
That's what I heard, too, but he was completely absent from this cover story on J-Lo.
Huh.
I'll save that one for animal stories. It'll be one of our rare celebrity animal stories things. All right, now, dads, listen up. Being a single dad has forced Channing Tatum to get to know his 7-year-old daughter, Everly, better than ever. Says, I want dads not to be afraid to go into their daughter's world and discover who they are. When I became a single father, I had a lot to fear about connecting to Everly in every way a little girl might want to. I didn't wear nail polish or know how to braid hair, but I do both now. I jumped with both feet into this magical world and was rewarded with the kind of love I don't think I would have ever been able to have otherwise. I paint my face, I wear tutus, Rarely am I around the house without some sort of costume on.
Costume?
See, now, when Janelle wanted to do makeup and I was the only customer around, I'd let her do my nails.
Yeah? You know,
that was fun. However, I did not wear a tutu.
Wow, that is disturbing.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, so...
But if you had to, you would have. For her, you would have. You know you would have.
Well, let's put it this way. I wouldn't have looked as hideous then as I would now. I just don't have a tutu kind of body.
How many times have I said that?
Yeah. Every morning when I wake up and look in the mirror. ESPN has fired NBA star Paul Pierce after he went on a live binge party over the weekend, smoking, drinking, ooh, and featuring barely clothed exotic dancers. Yesterday, ESPN said, no, not what we want to promote, so they dumped him. Americans are expected to add tens of millions of subscriptions this year. You know, you can't watch TV for 10 minutes and not see an ad for Discovery Plus, Disney Plus, HBO Max Plus.
Especially Discovery Plus. Jeez almighty.
Yeah, I mean, that's all over the place. Plus Plus. Then there's Netflix, Amazon Prime, and Hulu. They're not expected to see a big bump because they've been around longer than the others. They did a rock bracket similar to the basketball tournament bracket. And in the end, the band that won all the rounds, defeating Metallica, was Led Zeppelin. Greatest rock band ever.
Huh.
That was just a fun thing. I wonder if I have this... They used artificial intelligence to try and recreate a Kurt Cobain song.
Hmm. The John Lennon of our time.
Yeah. Yeah, God. I don't know if people heard that or not yesterday, but that was...
Tom Brokaw went on the air. Yesterday was the anniversary of the finding him dead. He had died 3 days earlier. He shot himself in the head. But Tom Brokaw, it was top story. He says, good evening. The John Lennon of our time, Kurt Cobain, has died. What?
Yeah, that I don't remember him saying that then, but that was like, you got to be kidding me. Anyway, this is artificial intelligence creating a new Nirvana song. That was Drowned in the Sun. Actually, the guy that did the vocal on that is the lead singer of a Nirvana tribute band.
Oh. Okay, then.
So that's why the simulator. By the way, guess who passed away?
I don't know.
This guy, the guy who did the Disney trailers.
Director George Lucas and 20th Century Fox present Star Wars.
It's Walt Disney's classic, Cinderella.
Oh, it's the return of one of Walt Disney's greatest animated achievements.
This is quite an occasion.
This is Bambi.
Kind of wobbly, isn't he?
Bambi, don't miss it.
Here we go!
Take off with Peter Pan. Only at a theater near you. Attention all personnel, the war is over. MASH is going home next.
Tim Allen, Toy Story 2.
Ride like the wind, bullseye!
Guy's name was...
Coming soon to video and Disney TV.
Mark Elliott.
How old was he?
Be sure to stay tuned after our...
Yep. Say, look at... But he began his career in radio.
Well, he's got a great voice.
Good announcer's voice, definitely. But probably, you know, guys that were really good at that really weren't great radio personalities. That was true in Chicago. Hmm. He had the big voice guy, like Gary Gears.
Mm-hmm.
Made a ton of money doing commercials for Sears. We had a guy in Florida named... all right, this is going to come to me now. They brought him down from New York in the 60s.
Big Wilson?
Big Wilson!
Yeah, he was in Cleveland.
Okay, Big Wilson hosted an overnight movie show and did all kinds of
things.
Sure,
he did that in Cleveland, too.
Very well known in the market.
Yeah.
And... also did piano bar stuff, too. You know, at some of the better restaurants. I saw him one night at some fancy joint. I was taking some skirt to, you know, it was like, you know, there.
I was going to name another name. Can I, voiceover sure. guy from Cleveland, Ernie Anderson.
The best. Yeah. Of all the people we have discussed, Ernie Anderson.
He did The Love Boat on ABC.
When I was in Miami, he did the all the promotional stuff for Y100, and I was so jealous that they had him and we didn't because he was so good. But Big Wilson, a friendly guy. You know, he was big, just sort of a lovable, oafish kind of person. Got hired by Sears to be their pitchman for their major appliances, and they had to let him go because he was so big he made their refrigerators look small when they were on the screen together. I am not making that.
That's ironic.
So I just hope it doesn't get to the point where, like, Jack Ingram says, "Greg, you're making our SUVs look like those little cars in a box." Matchbox.
I was about to say Matchbox.
They can't have that. Baylor won the national championship, by the way.
I totally forgot the game was on last
night.
Me too.
So did I.
I'm sorry. The game on Saturday totally eclipsed any sort of excitement or drama that they could have given us this week.
I mean, this didn't even turn.